Hey everybody, Donnie Bovine here. Thank you so much for listening to the episodes. Do me a favor, if you get any value out of these, would you leave me a review? It would mean the world to me. I'm on a massive mission to help as many people as I possibly can get to freedom through building a business. I gotta be honest, building a business is by far the toughest thing I've ever done in my life, and I promise you, my business has worked on me more than I've ever worked on it. I don't think there's a better tool in the world to meet the dude in the mirror than building your own company. You're going to find out what the hell you're made of. In these episodes, I bring on the people that have been through it, gone through it, done it, built monstrous companies, and I get them to coach me on how to actually level up, grow, and scale my business. They're hitting me with some hard questions. They're bringing some amazing advice. And man, I'm telling you, I take notes from every one of these episodes from these people that have actually lived it. They've gone through it and have turned their businesses into amazing empires. So I hope you find a ton of value in this. And I hope that this becomes something you come back to and listen to often.
Cold calling strategies that actually work. Hey, I'm Donnie Bovine, the CEO and founder of Success Champions Networking and the author of Endless Stream of Referrals. This is Growth Mode, where we talk about sales, business development, and growing and scaling your business. Hanging out with me, as always, is my buddy Kevin Snow, a sales and automation tactician and genius. Hang out with us as we dive into how you actually cold call so it actually works. So cold calling, man, this is a fun topic for me. I mean, I've literally stood in front of rooms, done live dials. I've taught cold calling for a number of years, but so I don't completely just ramrod this entire freaking episode. Kevin, why don't you talk us a little bit your cold calling history, what it is, why do people suck at it so bad? You know, give us an overview.
And how would that be different from any other episode? Just saying.
I can't help. I like the sound of my own damn voice.
So for anyone that's been listening to the podcast, they know I'm a high C. So cold calling is not a pleasurable activity for us. I don't understand how it's pleasurable for anyone else, but there are people who actually enjoy doing it, and it's a lot of fun. For me, I had to learn, you know, a couple things I had to learn really quick was that when you're cold calling, you're not trying to sell shit. You are literally making a phone call just to get approval to be in front of them, to sit down and talk to them. And two, you have to be able to take no and be okay with having the no. And understanding that every time you get a no, you're closer to getting that yes for a really cool meeting. So for me, when I was a sales manager, I'd listen to other people of telemarketing and cold calling, trying to set appointments. They always would jump in and trying to talk about, you know, features and benefits and all that stuff. The best thing that always worked for me was to be able to talk and have some little bit of understanding of what industry who I'm talking to and what issue my products fixed, and be able to talk about what ifs. Hey, what if I was able to show you how you could do this? Would that be a good use of your time? And that was how I was able to get in front of them. Because if I got into talking features, being my personality, we were going to go deep dive and I was going to get hung up on. So it's really about understanding, hey, how do you get them interested to just sit down with you for a conversation? And that takes all the stress out of it. Because the thing people hate is the sales, especially if you're a C or an S. And now you aren't selling. You're literally just saying, hey, I want to have a conversation with you. And that takes some of the pressure off. But it's a repetition thing. You got to be doing it, and you got to be learning what you're saying and paying attention to what you're saying and figuring out what works.
For sure, man. You know, I think you hit a nail on the head several times, but, you know, the biggest thing somebody's got to do if they're going to cold call is fucking relax. I mean, people get so worked up over that they got to get on the phone and dial. They get so in their head about what's about to happen. Rejection rears its ugly head. The little gremlins start talking in their fucking ears. Look, at the end of the day, man, like we talk about all the time with sales, a cold call is nothing more than a conversation. And, I mean, I know once upon a time I was training a company with a bunch of inside sales teams, and we were walking them through cold calling, and they kept bragging about this one gal that was just crushing it with the number of dials. She was new to the company, and she was just doing more dials than anybody else. And they were so excited because they, you know, for how much activity she was doing. But for her, like, first 3 or 4 days, they never checked her call log. And when they finally did, they realized why she was making 2 to 3 times more calls than anybody else is she was literally just calling her own personal cell phone. She wasn't even out calling, you know, all the people. She was thought she was being graded about number of dials. And not overall successes, because that's what they were praising her for. Obviously, she didn't stay with the company, but that's how afraid of cold calling people get, is they'd be willing to dial their own cell phone versus going through the mental game of everything of cold calling. So I think first thing people have to do is relax. The second thing people absolutely have to do is you got to have a list. There's nothing worse than sitting down to do cold calls and going, okay, I'm going to do, you know, 20 dials today. And during these 20 dials, I'm going to find the people that go. So they go to LinkedIn or they go to Google. They put a search term in. They find a CEO. And they have to look up the number. And they go through all the steps. Well, 20 minutes later, they're finally making a dial. And then they go to the next one. And then so there's too much time to get up in your head and not make the dials. So I always tell everybody, you know, take an afternoon and make a master list of people you're going to call. And then do the cold calls the next day, and then don't filter the list. Because we all have done it where we've got a list of names are calling, and we're like, all right, number one, let's go. I got to know. Number two, let's go. I got to know. Number three, they probably don't need what I'm selling. Let me skip them and go to the next one. So you can't filter the fucking list.
My favorite tactic when I was doing the Nextel thing, selling the walkie-talkie phones, is when I was driving around for appointments with clients, I had one of those little micro tape recorders in my vehicle, and I recorded the names and phone numbers of all the company vehicles that drove by me. And because I understood, it was all about, hey, I know who my target market is. It is companies who have people out on the road doing things. So I was like, all right, I'm going to record all these company names and phone numbers. And that was how I made my list. And then I'd listen to it, write them down, write the number. And this was, you know, where not everyone had a website yet. So you couldn't necessarily Google Jim's HVAC and find them on there.
Right.
But, you know, we'd still do a quick search, see if we could find out any information. But then you already had a pre-qualified list. And it was much easier to call, and you had an idea of their size. You know, you could kind of tell, you know, I see their vehicles all the time, so they got to have more than one. And you could kind of know who you were calling.
And yeah, for sure.
Well, I think that was key. Other than, because I know when I started, it was like, ooh, I'm going to call down the A's today. And it was horrible. That was just...
Well, and I think you doing that, in my head, what immediately thought is now I use that as leverage to get in the door, because... You know, I can literally call up and say, hey, I just saw your truck driving down the road. And I would shut up and pause right there, because now they're going, okay, is this a complaint call? Yep. What is this? You know,
exactly.
You know, it's a massive pattern interrupt to get in there further. And, you know, to play along with that, you know, when you actually make the dial, you got your list of names, you got your target you're going after. When you make the cold call, man, you've got to do the exact opposite of what a traditional cold call would teach you. A traditional cold call sounds like, hey, this is Donnie. I'm with XYZ and company. I'd love to talk to you about blah, 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 blah. Click, right? Everybody's going to hang up on your ass because they don't give a shit, and they instantly know all you want to do is try and sell them something. So the way you open up a proper cold call is really funny, but it's simple. And I would literally just say, hey, this is Donnie from Success Champions, and shut the fuck up and not say anything else, because the person on the other end has literally got to go, okay, do I know this person? Where do I know them from? How do I know this name? Because when you call somebody, they're usually sitting at their desk. They usually have a bunch of shit going on. And you've literally got to interrupt what they're doing so they're focused on you so you can have a real conversation. So using Kevin's, you know, van method, when you call that number and you're like, hey, I just saw your van drive down the road. Now all attention's on you and they're no longer staring at their computer. They're directed right at you. And when you do that first move, hey, does my name sound familiar? Company sound familiar? And they're like, you know, I'm not sure. I will always immediately play a joke. And my joke is really simple. Well, then this is a cold call. Okay, if I tell you why I'm calling and then you decide if you want to hang up or not. And almost 100% of the time, they're like, all right, go ahead. You know, because they know I'm not playing any games at this point. They know it's a freaking cold call. And we've been cold calling, you know, like mad fools for the Badass Business Summit doing this last push for ticket sales. And I can't tell you how many people have, you know, let me get to that portion or laughed when I said that and like, all right, give me your spiel. I'm probably going to hang up on you. I'm like, cool. And then you walk through your spiel. And, you know, when you do your spiel, I mean, a lot of people teach pain points and all this kind of stuff. I like to go straight at them. And I learned this while doing, you know, sales training is, let's say I sell commercial labels, and this is a young kid that figured this out. I'm not going to try and go through, hey, do you have problems with your labels? Do you have this, that, and the other? I'm going to just look straight at him and go, you guys ever do labels? And it's an answer. It's a quick yes or no. No, we don't do labels. Cool. Probably not a good fit for you then. Yes. Cool. How do I get on your vendor list? Right? You know, it's a quick move. What we were doing for the summit is I was like, hey, do you guys as a company either invest in yourself or your employees to up their game, sales, business development, and those type of things? And they'd always quickly say yes or no. And so it let me guide the conversation. Remember, guys, the goal of a cold call is to get the appointment. The goal is to get in there and to open some doors to a further, more in-depth conversation. Quit trying to close things out. Become a human. When in sales, when we become a human, good shit happens. And we no longer come across as a salesperson. I think we're going to have to dive into cold calling in a few more episodes on this, Kevin, to really take them through the entire process. Yeah. But what I want people to understand that to make cold calls actually work is you need to know who to call. You need to fucking relax. You need to schedule your time. I shouldn't even talk about partnering up and having a buddy call with you. You know, so we'll probably do the next episode on team calling and why you should never cold call alone. But you need to get a system that you can repeat and do over and over again to keep things very simple so that you can have real conversations.
The one thing that you missed on the list the one thing you missed on the list is that you also need to have an idea what you're going to say. And
yes,
especially if you are brand new in the sales or brand new with a company, you need to understand, hey, here's going to be my opening pitch. But then here, what are the things that they might say in response to that? And already have thought through, hey, all right, so here's how I'm going to respond to that. And have a couple different options for those responses so you can figure out which one feels better for you. Because that's a whole big part of it. If it feels awkward coming out of your mouth, it's going to sound awkward to the person listening to you, and it's not going to be effective. But think through, hey, how are these calls going to go? When I start doing it, what am I happening or what's going to happen? What do I say? And a lot of companies will provide a script. Hey, here's how you telemarket. Honestly, those scripts are going to suck because they were written by a marketing person who doesn't actually telemarket. So go through, and there's going to be some nuggets in there that are awesome. Pull things out, but figure out, hey, how do I want to say it that sounds like me? When I telemarket and cold call, it's going to sound completely different than when Donnie does it. Even though I could pull off his techniques, it doesn't sound authentic coming out of my mouth. So it's really key that you've thought through, hey, here's what I'm going to say. and here's how it's going to go, and here's how it's going to end.
For sure. And I think for this one, guys, you know, keep it simple. Realize that cold calling is a learned skill. Realize that you're going to, you know, be calling to people that don't necessarily want to be cold called on. So they're not pissed off at you. They're pissed off at the sales process. Even though that most people you're cold calling have to do cold calls themselves to grow their business. So they get it. So we'll follow this up with a couple of extra episodes on how to do team calling, how to do the full process and system of a cold call. So we'll probably spend the next couple of episodes there to get you guys really, really dialed in. So as always, guys, if you got any value out of this one, any tips, tricks, things that you can use in your business or life, please do us a favor. Make sure you're subscribed and follow wherever you're listening or watching to this. And please tell one other person how to subscribe or follow the show. Appreciate you guys. Love you. Mean it. See you. Bye.
When I created Success Champions, it was on the idea that most people make themselves an island as they're growing their business. Yet they just don't want people to know how bad things are, because if anybody knew how bad things are, nobody would do business with you. So, like me, they don't often reach out for advice, they don't get support, they just try and put their head down and grind through it. And let's be honest, man, that lifestyle sucks. And when you're constantly trying to find yourself to push through it and figure it out on your own, it often leads to misery. We created Success Champions so you don't make yourself an island, so you don't build your business alone. There are a ton of people that are going through it on the same journey that are looking for the same advice you are. Maybe they've been through it and are looking to help. So come hang out with Success Champions. Go to successchampionnetworking.com. Go visit one of our peer groups and let's help you actually get to business freedom. Don't build your business alone. Come hang with us as Success Champions.